Well, the storm that hit most of the Wasatch Front was kind of meh. But parts of southern Utah got slammed with a lot of snow. Roads in Arches National Park are closed today. Park Ranger Karen Garthwaite is joining us live now on the KSL Newsline. Karen, you're not in the park right now, but you and others were caught off guard by the white stuff that hit, what, over the past 24 hours or so?
You know, it really dumped. The forecast was only calling for an inch or two, but up in the Devil's Garden campground, there was over a foot this morning. So, yeah, we got a nice, healthy load of snow to start off winter.
Well, that's a little bit of a surprise. Why close the roads down? How often does this happen?
You know, actually, it happens pretty much every year. It's simply not safe to have roads with that kind of exposure open when you have multiple inches of snow on them. You know, we did send the plow up, but by the time the plow had passed through, another 4 inches had accumulated on the road when the plow was coming back down. So we just realized, you know, let nature do its thing. The sun's going to come back out, melt it all off. We'd rather have people be safe.
When the roads do open, are you expecting any trails will be closed because of the snow?
So generally, we don't close the trails, but we give people a lot of caution. So that's what I would emphasize. If you're planning to come to Arches, if you have those little traction devices, bring them. Because even if the snow melts out on the main part of the trail, as soon as you step behind a rock and you get into shadow, it could have iced up, and it could be very slick very quickly, especially that trail up to Delegate Arch. I know a lot of people like to do that in the winter, and it has some really icy spots. So traction devices are great.
Good point, Karen. Hey, pictures of the park posted on social media today. It looks beautiful. If people want to come down and see the snow, is there going to be any snow by the time they get there this weekend?
You know, I'm not in the habit of making predictions like that, but definitely Island in the Sky section of Canyonlands and Arches National Park both got a healthy amount today. The sun is supposed to come back out, and we'll be melting it off of roadways and things like that, but I imagine it's still going to linger on the rocks for a little while. So it is a beautiful time to visit. You just want to enjoy your visit by making it a safe one.